Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account, and it's titled, "I'm tired of my sister-in-law, and I even plan to not go to my brother's wedding because of her weird behavior." English is not my first language, and this will be a long post because I want to vent. So if anyone reads this, sorry for the grammatical errors, I don't speak English. My 27 female, brother 25, is marrying Lena 24 female. She doesn't have a family, so my family tried to make her feel really included. I liked her the few times I saw her until she started to get weird. I live 5 hours away from my family because I worked as Rita's 98 female personal nurse, so I lived with her and I'm studying another degree, so I don't really have too much free time. The first time I met Lena, almost 2 years ago, she came up to me saying that everyone in the family always talks about me or asks for me in every family reunion, and she wanted to meet me. I make a little talk with her and then I went to talk with my aunts. The rest of the night, whenever I was talking to a member of my family, Lena would get into the conversation even if it was private. I assumed she was just trying to fit in and include herself, so I included her in the conversations, even though I found it uncomfortable. After that, she included herself all the time in any conversation I was having with anyone at any family gathering, but I would include her in the conversations. The problem started when they announced their engagement. They were going to announce it at a party, but before they announced it, I had to leave the place urgently because Rita had fallen out of the bathtub. My brother understood the urgency and he took me to a room, just the two of us. They were to tell me the news of his engagement before I leave. I congratulated and hugged him, but Lena ruined our moment because she complained, saying that the firstborn of the family, me, must be there. But I just ignored her. My brother explained to her that I had to leave. I have been taking care of Rita since before I graduated, and she has always trusted in my skills as a nurse. And she's even paying for my second degree, which is a lot, so she became a third grandmother to me. And after falling in the bathroom, she broke her hip and her health deteriorated greatly. It's just me and her pregnant great-grandchild who takes care of her. My mother also comes to the hospital to help me sometimes because Rita doesn't like to be touched by the hospital nurses. She hates when strangers touch her for some traumas from her childhood. A few months ago, Lena went out with the women of the family to try on wedding dresses. One of my cousins told me that Lena kept complaining because I didn't go with them. Rita was sick and I was taking care of her. Lena knew that. On my mother's birthday, I invited her for a brunch. It was supposed to be a mother and daughter outing like we do every year, but Lena insisted on coming. My mother felt uncomfortable, but we included her in our brunch anyways. I can tell a lot of situations like that where Lena pushed herself too hard to get close to me, even if I was always kind with her. She even had an argument with a cousin because of that. I reached my limit yesterday. Rita passed away 3 days ago. Not only am I really sad, but also my parents and brother, since everyone knew her and she was a great woman. Rita wants us to bury her ashes in the cottage where she grew up. Rita's great-granddaughter surprised me with an arranged trip for the two of us to go and bury the ashes next week. I told my family that, and my mother said she wants to go too. But Lena got totally mad and started to complain, saying that we're going to a trip 2 days before the wedding. To be honest, I totally forgot about it, and I don't feel the energy to go. My mother explained that we will only go to bury the ashes and come back literally the night before the wedding day, that everything is actually ready. Lena continued complaining and I snapped when she told me that I care more about an old lady who wasn't my family, that I should care a lot more about her since she'll be my real family. My brother's wife and my nieces and nephews, mother, and the dead woman wasn't even my blood. I told Lena that Rita was like family to me, and she's not even a friend to me. She's not relevant in my life, and if it wasn't for my brother, I wouldn't even try to get along with her. Maybe I was mean, but I was sad and angry. I left the place while Lena was trying to argue with me, and she started to cry that she only wanted to be family for me. I always wanted to make her feel included, but she crossed my boundaries and doesn't have empathy at all. She didn't even give me condolences when Rita passed away and kept talking about the wedding all day while I made calls to take care of the funeral. Now I'm thinking that I don't even want to go to the wedding. I love my brother and he even chose my bridesmaid's dress, but I feel too bad to go. I'm even thinking of cutting off contact with Lena because of her behavior is too weird and dense. I'm just sad and I want to cry all day because I lost the woman I considered my guide for 5 years for her wisdom. And I feel guilty for not wanting to go to my brother's wedding and make him feel sad, but I just don't want to deal with Lena anymore because next time I see her, I know I will surely fight with her if she makes another comment like that. How do people think that they can just like shoehorn themselves into a family like that? And making comments like, the dead woman wasn't even my blood. I mean, come on, man. How daft can you be? Making comments about that, about someone you clearly love a lot. And she would, and obviously she knows this. I totally understand why you wouldn't want to go to her wedding. Whether you attend it for your brother and or maybe just do the ceremony and then skip the reception is up to you in the end. But remembering that she's the one that's put you in this difficult position. Roman says forcing a friendship and love ends in resentment. Talk with your brother and tell him how you feel. She can only get what you're willing to give. You can't automatically love her and no, she's not automatically family. Close bonds are built up over time. If she doesn't get that, then this will always be a problem. Condolences for your loss. V says hugs. I'm so sorry for your loss. Your grief is fresh and Lena has been stomping your boundaries for a while. Go with your mum and a great granddaughter and take some time to process your grief. Speak with your brother before you go and give him a heads up that you may miss his wedding. Once you bury her ashes and mourn privately, then maybe reassess the wedding. It's so soon that if you don't go, your brother should understand, but leave the door open and see how you are doing. Tina says family is someone who takes residence in your heart, which is why when they leave, it feels like there's a hole. Your sister-in-law is trying to loudly knock at your door wanting to be let in. She doesn't understand that she needs to be invited and vetted. Whether you attend or not, I hope you get to grieve Rita the best way you can. Please do remember that a hole can be filled or made into something else to remember who left it there. I wish you a healing 2024, OP. Golden Dragon says it seems that Lena's lack of empathy is due to a desire to want you to be a part of her life and build a close connection with the rest of the women in your family. Her worries overwhelm her because she felt like losing her chance with you and your mum, when in reality, there's no competition at all. This may be a big emotional misguided perspective. So Opie comes in with her update and says, first of all, I'm grateful to those who gave me good advice, even though others left weird comments and hadn't even read the post before leaving a comment. I want to clarify again that I always tried to make Lena feel welcome, and I always understood that she never had a family. But do I deserve to be treated without empathy? Why should I overflow with empathy for her when she never showed empathy for me? I'm grieving and can't even have peace right now because of her. I also got comments saying that I should treat her like a toddler, but that's just rude. She's a grown woman, and she should be treated like what she is. I think it would be insulting to treat her like a child. I talked to my parents about everything and also to my brothers. In the conversation, I discovered things that Lena did and said that are even more weird. My mother said that Lena often makes comments like, I'm more of a daughter to you than OP since she never visits you and I come all the time, which makes my mother uncomfortable. She also said that she explained a lot of times to Lena that she doesn't like physical touch, not even as hug her because she gets anxious and tense, but Lena just keeps hugging her. My mother also said that Lena speaks very badly of me. Lena even said that I cried more because of Rita's death than I did because of my real grandfather's death, which is something really shitty to say. My father said that a year ago, Lena approached him to say, your second daughter, referring to herself, knows you better than your first daughter. Lol. Comparing the gifts we both gave him for Father's Day and he just laughed it off, but he thought it was a weird comment to make. My father was the only one who always kind of disliked Lena, so now I know why. My younger brother also said that he heard many times how Lena complained about me not going to family gatherings, although she also complained about that in my face a few times. So it seems that we all shut down a lot of things because we wanted to understand her situation and make my brother happy. We live next to a poor neighborhood and we know a lot of other people in the same situation as Lena, so we tried to make her feel included, but I don't understand her behavior to me at all. At this point I was crying most of all because I just don't want to deal with this after Rita's death. I felt bad for my brother. My brother hugged me and said he's sorry and started to tear up, saying it's difficult for him to deal with Lena's behavior too. He told me that Lena was always making hateful comments towards Rita. She never met Rita, and all of us in the family are sad about her departure because she was a great woman, the kindest woman who ever lived, so it's really sick that she hates an old woman who's dead. And every time my brother tried to explain to her that Rita was important to us, she just gave him a cold shoulder and didn't talk to him for the rest of the day. But he's trying really hard to help her because she's always wanted a family. I told him that we want to be a family, but we need to set boundaries because those comments hurt. My father told him that this is just pushing her away from everyone, and he doesn't want someone talking ill about his daughter. My brother looked really tired. He actually looks really tired every day since a few months ago, but I want to think it's because of the wedding. I didn't tell him that I was thinking in cutting contact with Lena because I didn't want to make him feel like he'll have to choose between her or me. Instead, I told him that we need to set hard boundaries with her so that in the future we can have a healthy coexistence and she can heal her mind because we have been too gentle so far. But the situation is already at its limit. I didn't talk with Lena at all, so I suppose my brother talked with her really seriously. The wedding is still going on and I will just go to show my support to my brother, but at this point I just feel like he's making a wrong decision because honestly I don't think Lena is a mentally stable person. Actually, she's not even a good person in my eyes anymore. But I don't want to say something and be the jealous big sister who ruins his brother's relationship, so I will just stay in silence, letting everything flow. I just want to go on the trip and have some mental peace until the wedding day comes. I don't feel mentally well enough to argue right now or to feel even more guilty because of how I'm dealing with all of this. I just want to bury Rita's ashes with her great-granddaughter and my mother. Sorry for the really bad English. I wrote almost everything from the translator.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Edit. Yes, we tried to put boundaries a lot of times. It's not like we will hit her or be aggressive so she can understand, but I'll admit, we've all been too soft and understanding her out of pity. Lena just doesn't want to understand or listen to others and complains even when someone talks seriously. And the incident she had with me and my cousin only showed that when someone talks to her seriously, she becomes the victim or gets madly angry. Even what my brother said made it clear to us that she just may be never going to respect boundaries, so it's better for me to just stop trying and just cut contact with her. At least for this and next week, until I feel better and ready to talk about this again. Mini update. My brother already knows everything that Lena did. Like I said in the post, he's also tired of her behavior, but we can't do anything about their relationship if he wants to stay. My father had a conversation with him a few hours ago to tell him that we're worried and if he wants to think better about the wedding. My brother said that he's fine, only tired and will continue with the wedding. So yeah, we can't do anything but show my brother that we're with him and try to help him to open his eyes, but people have to understand that we can't help him in an aggressive way. saying that Lena is a bee or kicking her out of the family because that will only benefit her, as she can take that opportunity to manipulate my brother by making herself the victim again. Dealing with a person full of traumas and childhood problems is not easy at all. She does not know what basic limits are, and now that she knows them, she does not want to respect them. But we can't be aggressive with her because she's not a mentally well person. Don't blame my brother if you don't understand what it's like to be in a toxic relationship. He's not to blame for anything, and he's just a victim. And I don't blame OP for taking a step back at this moment in time, you know, dealing with their own grief at the moment. Need to look after their own mental health first, I think. We talk about grief a lot on this channel and the way it affects people differently. And like we always say, as long as you're dealing with grief in a healthy way, then you do you, right? So I'm incredibly sorry for your loss, and I hope you do find some peace with it. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And let's move on to another story. Now, this one's from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. It was suggested to me over on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days. Just keep calling it Twitter. I can't be bothered with that X shit. It doesn't have an update as yet. It's from Consistent Guest 146 and says, "Am I the arsehole for not wanting to follow my sister-in-law's rules for her wedding and saying her insecurities aren't my fault?" My female 27 brother, male 34, and his fiance, female 31, are getting married soon. My husband and I got our invitation, all fine. However, this is the problem I'm having with them. I'm not a bridesmaid or in the bridal party, because I have a baby and she's very young, 4 months now, and I was either pregnant or with a newborn during most of the wedding planning. That is for the best. So I'm just a regular guest as everyone else, right? Well, my brother and his fiance came over a few days after they sent the invitations because they wanted to talk to me. My future sister-in-law basically told me that she has gotten a dress for me and she'll love me to wear it for their wedding. I was like, okay, thanks, but why? You know? At first, she didn't want to tell me why they've chosen a dress for me, but she finally told me that I tend to draw too much attention to me. Oh dear. Last year, our other brother got married, and my future sister-in-law thinks she doesn't want to risk having me show up similarly to their wedding. By the way, I wasn't wearing an inappropriate dress or white, anything like that. I was wearing a normal formal dress. I was very confused by this, and I asked what she meant. Because, as I said, I know how to dress up for a wedding. I reassured her she shouldn't be worrying about being outshined, because for starters, it's her wedding day and everyone will be paying attention to the bride and groom. And secondly, I won't wear an inappropriate dress with too much cleavage or something. Her family is rather conservative, so I thought maybe she was more scared of her family's reactions. We discussed this for a while and she told me the problem is my weight. She's a little overweight and I'm not. Always had problems gaining weight, even while pregnant, so she feels insecure, and that's why she wants me to wear a dress that would cover me completely. This is where I think I might be the arsehole. I told her that her insecurities were not my problem, and that it was weird to ask me to wear a certain dress just because I'm skinnier than her. She told me that she knew I'd have this reaction because, supposedly, I always want to be the focus of attention. She also said that my life has always been easier and it's not fair that I want to steal her wedding day as well. I asked her if she was doing this with every other woman who was skinnier attending the wedding, and she said no. So I told her, that's a shitty move. We argued, and then my husband and brother got in between us, so they argued as well, and finally we kicked them out. But not before I told them to enjoy their damn day because I wasn't attending the wedding. Which they accused me of being a drama queen and wanting to embarrass them by not going. Well, now I'm more calm, and this has caused quite a fight in our family as well. I admit that I was so tired and stressed that day because my baby had been sick all the prior day and night. I don't know. You think I exaggerated here, or were they truly rude to ask me something like this? At first, when we was going for it and I thought, oh, they got a surprise dress, I thought like they was going to make OP some honorary member of the wedding. I should have looked back and realized that, you know, I'm not in the wholesome subreddit here. Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. It is a weird thing to ask someone. And the only reason that she's complaining now is because she's going to have to come up with a reason to everyone else in the family why you're not attending this wedding, because She's getting basically what she wants in this situation. She doesn't want you to stick out at all at this wedding. You not turning up is perfect for her, right? I wouldn't go to this wedding either. But okay, childhood says not the arsehole, and I agree with your decision not to attend the wedding. Sister-in-law can give any explanation she wants for why you are not there. But I would definitely answer honestly if anyone asked you why you didn't attend. Next commenter says, not the arsehole. I have 6 sisters-in-law. They are stunning and tall and blonde. I am not. I'm pretty, but not the models my damn husband has for sisters. They're all bridesmaids in flattering dresses. I knew they would look beautiful, but I would shine as it was my day marrying my darling love. Sister-in-law needs to remember what the wedding is really about. Sapo Fun says, not the arsehole. If she isn't forcing other skinny women into frumpy clothing dress code, why should you follow her disrespectful wishes? By not turning up, you are fulfilling her wish of you not snatching her limelight. So what's her problem? But now, what do you guys make of this situation? Would you turn up to this wedding if that was requested of you? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully, I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.